This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For the past 5.5 years, Chris Brady has been one of the 25 adult education instructors at San Quentin Prison, teaching everything from math and English to anger management and personal economics. But at the end of January, he and the majority of his colleagues will be out of a job.
15 or 16 teachers, they'll be let go. All you have to do is ask a qualified teacher in the prison system, and they'll tell you that we never had the support that was necessary in the first place, and now there's going to be even less.
These adult education cutbacks are not unique to San Quentin. The entire program statewide has seen its budget whacked by 45%, says Elizabeth Siggins, acting Chief Deputy Secretary for Adult Programs with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
We're looking at a cut to our budget of about $250 million. And to put that into perspective, our budget prior to these cuts was about $560 million.
With cuts that deep, all the individual programs can do now, Siggins adds, is try to be smart about prioritizing who gets the remaining available services.
Do you have the right inmates in the right programs at the right time? Those are the principles we're using to help us mitigate the impact of these cuts, but there's no way you can't have some impact on this when you have a cut this significant.
And she adds, San Quentin may be positioned to fare better than most with the cuts, thanks to their large and well-established core of volunteers.
We are actually able at San Quentin to augment the programming we have available because of the incredible commitment by the community that is there. But we're definitely looking at a significant reduction in the amount of educational programming and teachers.
Those changes have Laura Bowman worried.
The department's plan to eliminate education staff and augment program opportunities through the community coming in and providing means that there's more things that I am supposed to then coordinate, develop, implement, and supervise.
Bowman is the community partnership manager for San Quentin. She, too, has fewer resources available, even as she is being asked to do more. The result, she says, is easily predictable, and that isn't pretty.
It will be chaotic, and it will be upsetting and confusing for a lot of the folks involved, not just the inmates, but also the staff, trying to sort out who's going to be where, when, and what time a certain space might be available for programming. Idle time on the inside translates to increase in disciplinary issues and morale issues.
The net result, just about everyone agrees, will be less rehabilitation for the inmates, resulting in more crime when they get out. But no one can predict just how much more, notes teacher Chris Brady, because no one has been tracking the results of the current level of educational services.
The Office of Correctional Education and CDCR don't have the hard numbers that are necessary to make that correlation between cause and effect, unfortunately. Without the research, what about common sense? Would it be more to the individual convict's benefit to have contact with teachers and education and remedial instruction or to learn from each other in crying you?
Last year alone, Brady notes, 991 parolees were returned to Sonoma County. The adult education job cuts across the state prison system are due to take effect January 31st. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.